free money. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Every politician talks about ending waste, fraud, and abuse, but it never seems to pan out, and so we get the impression it really doesn't exist. But according to the Government Accountability Office, it very much exists.
If you look back to 2003, when we first started estimating this, we're over $1.4 trillion that have been in improper payments.
That's Christopher Mims, the top guy at the Government Accountability Office, explaining on C-SPAN that $1.4 trillion leaked out of the Treasury because of improper payments over the last 13 years, checks for Medicaid, Medicare, direct loans that shouldn't have been sent. And then there's the tax gap.
There's $400 billion annual tax gap. That's the difference between what's legally owed and what's actually collected.
$400 billion in uncollected taxes. And sometimes it's just plain old fraud.
But a large part of that tax gap is just the complexity of the tax code, that people wanting to make the right decision just make the wrong decision. You know, many of us, you know, you want to do the right thing. You think you're doing the right thing. You hope you are.
But you can't, because some of these tax forms might as well be encrypted. So let's add this up.
You take that $400 billion. You couple that with $144 billion in improper payments. We start making just small percentages, 5, 10, 15% reductions in that, and you're funding a couple cabinets. Departments, you know, and all of this is money that's already legally owed or money that's improperly paid.
At a time when no one seems to agree on anything, is there anybody who doesn't agree that plugging the money leaks might be a good place to start? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.